this platform, on this show, we gonna stand on what we see.
So what's happening, man? It's your boy Lewis Belt.
It's your boy Ryan Davis.
It's the popular loners, you understand me.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah, man, we finna chop a whole lot of game. You feel me? Y'all finna get some knowledge y'all can't get in college and run this motherfucker, man.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, it's the only place you can go where niggas gonna be completely honest.
Yeah. This what this show really about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like we popular loners because a lot of people don't like to be around honesty.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah. That's so, listen, and we know. You know, you like, hey, man, for what y'all said, you can't come outside. We wasn't coming outside no way, guys.
Yeah. On mamas.
We ain't coming outside.
I'm out
no
the way.
Way.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I'm on the plane, P. You understand me? Yeah, man. So this what this about, man. You understand me?
I just hope that us being, you know, young guns and coming up in the game and have this appreciation for each other and how we do. Because you see that start a lot in the industry and then niggas end up beefing later.
I hate that. Yeah. Please, don't make me and Ryan Davis beef. Please, y'all don't start that messy ass shit. Because it really be the people.
Yeah, it really do. They be like, who better? Man, it don't matter. We friends, nigga. Yeah. Oh, that, you think that's why this rap shit is going on now?
I think the rap is like who the best shit. I think rap been too friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's necessary. I think it is. It got boring.
Yeah.
And I think Kendrick
the sales
like Nicholas
down. You think that's what it was?
The sales got to be down because shit is boring.
Yeah.
So sometimes with shit boring, you got to spice things up, and sometimes beefing and all of that. It's entertainment. This is an entertainment business.
It is.
People not watching this show for us to agree about every fucking thing.
Yeah.
What's gonna be entertaining, nigga? We just man, you the go, I'm the go.
Ha, you right?
Yeah, like
nigga,
what?
You right?
Fuck these niggas.
Yeah.
We want to see people disagree.
Got to.
And sometimes we want to see greatness disagree. And they wasn't friends.
Nah, clearly.
Kendrick don't hang out with them niggas.
Clearly.
He's not hanging out with them. Real street niggas.
Yeah, he meant that shit. What he said, ain't no big three. It's just big
niggas
three.
Ain't no big three.
If we wasn't at a show together, y'all niggas ain't seen me for real.
Nah, for real. Yo. I think all of them niggas don't hang out with each other,
nah,
really.
They don't. I don't think they do either.
So I think that's why they beefing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of things, too, is like rappers used to get in the studio more. I think a lot of music that's getting sent back to each other where it's like a lot of fake-ass friendships.
Let me tell you, I ain't even think about that, but you're right. Man, when you had to make a record back in the day, both artists had to be in the room.
Yep.
Niggas out here emailing versus the niggas.
And that's why songs probably was better too.
Yeah.
It was a party in the studio.
In the studio.
Now these niggas trying to make party songs with no bitches in the studio. You're not going to make a song that the women relate to.
Like, man, this is a great song. You know who would be good on this song? Such and such. Yeah. Invite them over. Nah, just send them a hard drive.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, that's stupid.
So I think that's why shit getting weak. You know what I'm saying? But how you feel about it? You think it's a good thing or it's a bad thing?
I think it's a great thing if Kendrick hurry up and say something. God damn, nigga.
You think he need to say something sooner?
Man, the thing is, man, I think him not responding is one of my biggest issues with rap. One of my biggest issues with art. Mm-hmm. Because right now, the art of it and the sport of it, the battle means more than anything.
For sure.
But his song is number one. His label mate just dropped the album. So him participating in the beef right now, he could fuck up his own money.
And you talking Kendrick.
Kendrick.
Oh, okay.
He could knock his own song out of the number one spot, take the attention off of his own song being at number one. That's going to piss off.
Let that motherfucker sit and be number one.
That's what I'm saying. Because it's going to fuck up. It's going to fuck up your money. It's going to fuck up Future and Metro's money. It's gonna fuck up the label's money. It's gonna fuck up everybody's managers and everybody eating off this number one record. And then you can come out and make a diss song and fuck up all the momentum. Then Taylor Swift got her shit out. That's
why
your label
Taylor
mate.
Why is Taylor Swift even in the conversation?
Because that's
some
your
nigga
label
shit.
Mate. Because it's your label mate.
It's like if
you about to drop a special, right?
Uh-huh.
Me and you build this podcast up to be something crazy.
Uh-huh.
And they be like, Lewis about to drop this special. And I be like, nah, let me drop my shit real quick.
Ooh.
Niggas be like, what the fuck? Nigga, yo.
But what's wrong with that?
See, but that's the thing. You want to know why you can't find nothing wrong with it?
What?
Because you care more about the art than the capitalistic side of it. And I believe that hip-hop is fucked up because of the capitalism. People care more about the money that could be made or could be missed by participating than participating in the thing that everybody wants to see.
Oh, you think care about the money? Because I don't think Kendrick Lamar ain't tripping off no chicken.
I don't know. I don't think it's him. I don't think he cares about the money.
I think Drake trying to run it up.
But this is the thing.
Because I think that nigga independent now.
But I think Drake knows that these niggas trying to handcuff Kendrick because of these things. And that's why he piling on. Because he know the nigga can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's making good points by showing the world that he can't do nothing.
Yeah.
See, the problem is Kendrick, a lot of times Kendrick, he paints himself as a rebel, as an individual.
Yep.
I do what I want. I don't go where everybody else go. I choose to do things everybody else don't do. So
that's why Drake keep talking about Top Dog.
And then that's why Drake keep going, yeah, you supposed to be this rebellious. I do everything you want to. Why come you only did shit? Well, you did a bunch of shit Top made you do. Yeah. How come you can't drop your diss record? Because Taylor dropped
that's
some bullshit.
That's some bullshit.
And that's why.
That's why I'm saying that nigga might be independent
but
now.
But that's... Drake get the move how he want to move.
He getting his chicken.
Yeah. So, but that's why I don't like Drake or Kendrick fans. Because that's a good point. Like you just made. You just admitted. That's a good point. That's some bullshit that he pointing out.
Yeah.
Niggas as Kendrick fans like, he ain't said nothing worthwhile. Nigga, that means something.
Nah, that light-skinned nigga saying some shit. Yeah.
But at the same time, Drake fans... It ain't the most lyrical shit in the world either, nigga. It ain't.
These
niggas are making it seem
trying
like,
to give me 50. Yeah, it's like, all right, nigga.
He's still trying to make it a pop song while dissing the nigga. It ain't as gritty as you niggas is trying to make it sound.
But that formula worked.
You remember Back to Back was going off in the club.
I hated
nigga.
That. It was
going
off
in the club, bro.
I hate that Meek going out like this.
Yeah, Meek going out bad.
I'm a huge fan of Meek Mill, but I'm scared to say that right now.
He going out bad.
I don't want you niggas to be pulling this back. Louis Bell. I'm a huge fan of Meek Mill. I'm talking about the old school Dream Chaser, nigga. I ain't talking about what this other shit got going on.
When you wear a matching outfit with a nigga that you ain't done no business with.
Who he was matching outfit with?
Diddy.
They probably did some business good, but I ain't vouching for that shit. Hey, man.
I really believe they did something together. I believe money was exchanged.
Damn, for real.
Whatever that was, I don't know what it was, but I believe I believe that they did do some business together for sure.
That's going to hurt me, man. Yeah. That's going to hurt me because they done took Nip.
And yo.
Nip was a real nigga. We can't lose Meek.
Yo, nah,
it's only about 5 rappers left. That's real niggas.
But I think that's why this beef is necessary. But I wish everybody was shooting at everybody. That would have made it more crazy. Like if none of these niggas liked each other, right? Instead of everybody ganging up on Drake, if Drake dissed everybody and then Ross got on and he dissed everybody. Kendrick got on and he dissed everybody. Future dissed everybody. Then I'll be like, yo, this shit is crazy. Mm. That shit would have been crazy. But everybody jumping on one dude, it looks like jealousy. Makes it look like jealousy because that
dude. You think they jealous of Drake?
Yeah. Of course.
See, Ryan, you that type of nigga. Of course, you think anybody, they're jealous.
Of course they're jealous of this nigga. And this is the thing. Ain't nothing wrong with being jealous of that nigga. Because this is the thing.
I don't think Kendrick is Drake. I don't think Kendrick Lamar is jealous of Drake.
No, I think he just believes he's better. I think he absolutely positively believes he's better.
Is Kendrick Lamar better than Drake?
No, but I think that he believes that he's absolutely positively better than Drake. This is the thing. He cares about his final product more than Drake does. Kendrick Lamar, people make, like, he don't drop music enough. It be worth the wait every time.
Yeah.
You really fuck with the way he do music.
I want to do shit like that.
Yeah. He don't half-ass nothing.
Yeah, that's good.
Drake done gave us about 5 stinkers. Like, he done gave us about 5 stinkers. So,
Drake just be getting away with shit because that nigga ain't from the United States.
Yeah,
too,
that's
bro.
What I'm saying.
That
Drake,
shit ain't fair, Drake, bro. We if, really should.
If get... a nigga was, if a nigga gave us five albums we didn't like, he probably wouldn't be around no more.
Yeah.
But Drake always finds a way to stay around.
Yeah.
Kendrick, hey, listen, Kendrick give you two. If Kendrick give us two back-to-back whack albums, we'll never hear from this nigga again.
Yeah, he a nigga. It's over.
Yeah, that's what it's I'm over. Saying. Drake, can't fail. Drake has a certain privilege that other rappers don't have, and that might be why they mad.
That's a good reason to be mad,
That's
though.
A good reason to be mad, because you not allowed to put out duds.
That's what I'm saying.
And he allowed to dud it up.
You got
to
think about it right now. It's like, it's Drake fans. Like, I said something on Instagram. Kendrick Lamar got brought out by Snoop Dogg or whatever. Yeah. It was a video. And Snoop Dogg was like, bro, the torch is passed to you. It's your time. And Kendrick was excited and the whole city was screaming, right?
Yeah.
I put a comment like, that's not a joke. Like, that's dope.
Yeah.
Like, that's legendary. Right? The Drake fans on there talking about, oh, Drake got y'all in y'all feelings. Nigga, I don't give a fuck about Drake. I'm talking about some
this
real
moment
gangsta
right
shit.
Here, yeah. And you a California nigga.
You see what I'm saying? Yo. I'm like, Drake not from nowhere that the torch get passed. That ain't no OG nigga.
Ain't no in OG Canada. Toronto nigga.
Hey, man, it's the next nigga, man. They not doing none of that corny ass shit over there.
No.
So it's like,
you can't even do that. Even if there was, whoever the biggest rapper was from Toronto, if he had passed the torch to Drake, all of us would be like, who is
who
this
the
nigga?
Fuck is this nigga?
Who is this nigga?
Who is this nigga, bro? Yo. We don't give a fuck about it. Vince Carter would have had to pass the...
Hey, you know who the
Vince Carter would have to say, hey, Drake, know, this the next nigga out of Toronto.
You know who the most famous rapper from Toronto before Drake? All the niggas, all the older niggas gonna get this. You might be too young for this. Informer. And I'm saying, $70 player. A licky boom boom down.
Y'all that's... put a comment. I don't know that nigga.
It was a nigga named Snow, a white man.
Damn.
That was doing like fake ass Caribbean music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I understand.
That's the
like
biggest.
This.
I think that's the biggest anything rap to come out of Toronto before Drake.
Yeah, I never heard of a rapper coming out of Canada in general.
Yeah, it was a white dude with glasses pretending to have a Jamaican accent.
That's what I'm saying. So you kind of roasting American culture. Culture.
Yeah.
Nigga, LA is a historical place.
Oh, man,
nigga,
listen,
for rap.
LA is so, man, you gotta respect LA. You gotta respect the Bay. You gotta respect the Third Coast, that fucking Texas, Louisiana.
Texas,
man, listen,
Atlanta.
They will make their own music and don't give a fuck if you listen to
for
it.
For sure.
They don't give a fuck.
Oh,
when
you talking about that?
It. Yeah.
I feel like LA care about the world.
Nah. L.A. started caring about the world.
Started,
but that was a time
yeah.
when Snoop just went platinum
straight
in L.A.
L.A. on my list,
I don't give a fuck. They're like, what sound you trying to reproduce? We don't give a fuck what everybody else
exactly.
is doing.
Exactly, yeah.
Nigga, we
and
do
Drake is
music.
Roasting him for that.
Yeah.
For him coming from an area that got culture.
Well, Drake ain't really roasting him for that. Drake is saying, the type of niggas who passed the torch to you or some niggas who would have never let me talk this much about them without saying something. Snoop would have said something by now. Pac would have said something by now. Neither one of these niggas would. And these are the niggas supposed to pass the torch to you. Say something, nigga. He really just trying to G-check him.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, he trying to G-check him. Like, nigga, yo, OG. The nigga, you making the West Coast look bad because West Coast niggas ain't never played like that.
Yeah, that's
the game ain't never waited 2 seconds to get back at
but
a
I
nigga.
I think Kendrick going to say something. I think he waiting.
I think
it
he
ain't about
something.
When you say, it's about what you say.
Exactly.
Yeah, nigga,
but
Kendrick
that,
gonna
but that's
say
the
some
thing.
Shit.
That has been Kendrick's thing his whole career. It ain't about how fast you say it. It's about what you say. That's why he takes his time with albums.
So is that why hip-hop is going down? Because motherfuckers ain't taking their time.
More people need to be like Kendrick. Niggas like Drake really... niggas like Drake and Lil Wayne really fucked rap up.
Mm.
Because they would put out... And niggas like Future, too. They would
for
put
sure.
out so much...
Hella shit.
They put out so much shit. Gucci Mane was one of them, too. He was one
But they
that
was putting out slaps, though.
But this is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they not. The problem is they can do that. And then they make other niggas feel like...
It's like comedians with crowd work. Every comedian think they can do crowd work. Niggas wasn't doing crowd work.
You see a good crowd work nigga, you be like, that nigga amazing. Yeah. And then the other niggas are going, man, crowd work is the way to get it done. Hey, no, no, no. These niggas special.
Yeah.
These niggas special.
Yep.
And because of that, niggas don't take their time no more.
Yep.
Niggas is like fishing for a hit. Yep. Fishing for a hit and just giving us bad album after bad album after bad album.
Quantity.
Yeah, they going the quantity thing.
Not quality.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Kendrick is all quality. But how rap used to be that before.
How do you feel about the AI thing that Drake doing? He put an AI in front of, like, because he put Snoop Dogg voice in front of a record, and Snoop like, nigga, I ain't say that, nigga.
Yeah, but this is the thing. I hate that people got mad at Drake for the AI, because this is the thing. Drake wasn't doing it, and like, it was still his flow. It's, are you listening to it? You like, this is obviously Drake rapping. Yeah. Right? He not,
the flow.
Yeah, the flow of it. He not trying to rap like Snoop. He not trying to, he really just, so this is the thing about the AI shit with the way Drake did it. Let's say Drake really could do an impression of Tupac and didn't do AI. He could really do an impression of Snoop Dogg. And he did that instead of AI. Would y'all be just as mad?
Oh, that's a good ass point.
Would you be just
y'all
as
put
mad?
A comment. Y'all put
a comment. Would you be just as mad? Because that's basically what it is to me. It's like watching a person do an impression of somebody for the sake of a record. Now, if the nigga is like, I made a song with Tupac.
Yeah.
That's different.
That's different. If this motherfucker said featuring Tupac and it's you rapping.
Yeah, I did a song with Tupac and Snoop, and Tupac and Snoop really ain't on the song. Hey, nigga, what kind of corny shit you
doing? So you could just do that right now?
What?
Like, you could just do, like, I got a character named Sonny Bo. Yeah. So I could be like, Sonny Bo got a featuring Tupac, and I could just rap as Tupac and just use his voice, and it's going to say Sonny Bo featuring Tupac?
But you're going to get sued, like Drake gets.
Oh, like, for real?
Yeah, the family going to be like, nah, you got to, because you... But that was the thing with me. I was like, I don't think Drake making no money off of this. He not making no money. He not trying to sell no product. He really just...
That nigga up, though.
He just using it to make fun of this nigga.
Yeah, Drake need to get in a relationship. And y'all, nigga, that nigga and, worried about the
So that
wrong
was my
shit.
Thing. Like, let's say if Jay Pharoah did a rap album and he doing all these impressions of people, right? His nigga's going to be like, man, that's whack. This nigga got a nigga who sound like Jay-Z or rapping from the Jay-Z perspective, but he not really Jay-Z.
It's gonna be kind of corny because it's like, nigga, why you couldn't get the real version of that person to say that?
But that's my thing. It's like, where do we draw the line at art? Is just using the sound of something. Right now, how you use AI matters to me. If you trying to get me to believe that this is a verse from Tupac and it's not a verse from Tupac, now I'm mad.
Yeah, for sure.
You trying to tell me this
nigga
is a
don't
verse
play with Pac,
that don't play with niggas like that.
Nigga don't play with Nip, none of
we
that.
We know Pac does not know Kendrick Lamar. The nigga died in 96.
How old is Kendrick Lamar? That nigga from the shits.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
That nigga might know Kendrick as a baby. We don't know.
Not as a rapper, though. This nigga.
That make it more better.
Yeah.
Like, I knew Pac. I wasn't even a rapper.
But
nigga,
that's
Pac.
What I'm saying. Like, Pac talking about, hey, man, they say, like, in the song, is like, hey, man, they say they pass the torch to a nigga, and he under 5'5", so it got to be you. But nigga, when you go say something, you making us look bad. That's just... A nigga, like, I don't know, man. For me, that's just funny.
I see what you said.
That's just
you
funny.
You said stay creative in the art of
in
music.
In the art of it.
Yeah.
By doing that, it ain't like Drake saying Pac would have loved me more than he would have loved you. He's not doing that at all. He not saying anything.
You think Pac would have fucked with Drake?
In the Drake song, Pac don't fuck with Drake. That's what makes it more funny.
Oh, I didn't
even
hear that
shit. Yeah,
he said,
man, tell him he fuck with little girls. Say something about this thing. In the song, his version of Pac don't even fuck with him. That's the part that makes it funny. When people are like, nah, he wouldn't have gave Drake the... In the song, in Drake's version of the song, Pac ain't on his side, and Snoop ain't on his side. They on Kendrick's side.
Oh, I'm hella ignorant.
Yeah, they on Kendrick's side telling Kendrick, hey, nigga, we love you, nigga. Do something. You making us look bad. Because this ain't the culture that we developed. We passed the torch to you.
So what the fuck Snoop say? Because I heard it. But that's why Snoop was tripping. Like, nigga, I didn't say
like,
this.
Snoop was like, nigga, I didn't.
Oh, I wouldn't but like I that, think, though. Nigga, don't be playing with me. Niggas can get killed over shit like that, bro.
Yeah, but I for believe.
Real. Like, don't be saying
shit. It would not shock me if he reached out to Snoop. If he reached out to Snoop.
Nah, I don't believe, think Snoop will approve that.
Y'all, you disregard how silly Snoop is.
Snoop for sure.
Yeah, Snoop's silly. Snoop would be like, yeah. Snoop would probably be like.
Snoop knows the entertainment business.
Yeah, do that crazy shit, nigga. They go, my shit gonna be up tomorrow.
Y'all put a comment. Y'all think Snoop knew that Drake used his voice on some AI I shit? He tapped in with Unk.
Yeah, I think he
because
did.
You understand, motherfuckers is doing shit for clout, but you motherfuckers is playing with real life.
Yeah.
Like, see, that was the real thing. Street
but
shit
that
too.
Was, but that was the thing that Drake has to be cognizant of too.
That's what I'm trying to.
Pac is a different type of person. Where people love him differently. People love him differently. You say something about Pac, a nigga who's never met Pac, never known Pac, know nothing, probably born after Pac died, but was raised in the house where Pac is played all the
time. Nah, I fuck with Pac.
That nigga will
Pac
hurt
like
you.
Pac like my uncle.
That's what I'm saying.
Mama's, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
niggas
mama's.
Will
I'm
hurt you
Pac.
Behind
yeah.
the... I think so
Pac,
you got a
Nipsey.
Nipsey?
Young Dolph.
Nigga, you Dolph too.
Some niggas got
see,
fan
you
base.
Get
like,
it.
Yeah, I
you
get it.
You know exactly yeah. the niggas. Man,
that's
you,
how I want my
you,
fan base
you
to be. Slap
really
the shit out of somebody if nigga play with me.
Three niggas that
sure.
I promise you, you cannot play with them
yeah,
niggas.
Yeah,
you can't. A comedian made a joke about Dolph after he died.
Damn, for real.
Yeah, he ain't here no more either.
Damn.
They don't play like that. You Dolph, and rest in peace to the kid. I hope all of his family has found healing from that situation, but yeah. that's something, bro. You can't speak on Dolph. You can't speak
nah.
on Nip. You don't speak on Pop.
Nigga, I might
you
slap
let
your
these.
Ass.
I'm telling fuck you, it's Nip. Certain niggas, and that was the thing that I was looking at Drake like, nigga, you sure you want to do that?
That's what I'm saying,
you bro. Sure you want to do that?
You culture vulture.
Yeah, me.
Like that's some
me,
shit. That's shit white people do.
I would have AI Dr. Dre voice. I would have let Pop yeah. go. You know what I mean? Because
he ain't in no politics.
Yeah.
Nigga, Snoop still outside.
Yeah.
Nigga, hold
like,
on. Nigga, I ain't
still,
say that.
Yeah. It was him choosing Pac was crazy. I'm glad he wasn't stupid enough to choose Nip because then it's
yeah,
a whole
nigga.
Other. Yeah.
Don't do that,
he, nigga.
Nah,
what?
I ain't fucking with you at all.
Yeah,
doing that
he lose everybody. So that's what I'm saying. Like I didn't care. Like when you use somebody, I feel like if he had done it with Whitney Houston, it wouldn't have been that much.
Yeah,
backlash.
Niggas ain't tripping on Whitney.
You see what I'm saying? People like that's what I'm saying. All these
nigga,
niggas
he
that's
used
like
Chingy voice. He could have used
what I'm
somebody. Hella
all
random.
The niggas that's going
nigga,
man, that AI shit is other. You only mad because it's Pop. Just say you
and
mad.
And he know that.
Yeah,
Drake know to manipulate black people.
Yes, you because
he white,
cause
so he like.
Pop.
He can play about that shit that he don't care about.
Use AI with anybody's voice that's dead, that's black, and you wouldn't have cared one bit. If the nigga used Sidney Poitier's voice, y'all wouldn't have cared. If he would have used any dead Aretha Franklin, you wouldn't have cared. It's Pac.
Is
you
Drake a culture
just,
vulture?
Is Drake a culture vulture? It depends on how much do you believe that he was exposed to the culture as he came up.
Okay, that makes sense.
If he, I tell you this, if he's really wanting to be embraced by the culture,
mm-hmm.
every time Rick Ross call him white boy, he get mad.
Yeah,
he definitely
get mad.
He definitely mad.
You think he mad?
Yeah, he probably don't like that shit. That's the one thing. Whenever you want to be embraced by the culture. You know what I mean? Now, if Drake really don't,
because I'm asking you, because you know how to piss motherfuckers
yeah,
off.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you,
you if, still if got a Drake, fight coming up with Kevin Durant.
Oh,
so.
Nigga, listen. I'm a nigga. I know when a nigga is really poking at you. I'm telling you, Rick Ross is calling him white boy so many times because I believe Rick Ross either knows or feels in his heart.
Yeah, he know him enough.
That Drake wants to be accepted by niggas
yeah,
enough.
For sure.
And that Drake, when he's around niggas, probably doesn't proudly
yeah,
embrace
like,
his white side.
Nigga on mama's, nigga.
Yeah. And then he's like, nah, he's just the white boy that we let hang out with us sometimes.
Yeah, that's how that should be.
Yeah.
Because if I had something to say about Drake, I'm going to say that.
Yeah, and I for think sure. and I I'm think be like, he
nigga, you
know,
ain't supposed to be over here, nigga.
Because this is the thing. You know, how did Drake respond? He was like, he's saying racist stuff, which is not even a black way.
Yeah, that's a white shit.
That's
say.
A white shit.
He's being racist.
He's saying you're racist. He tried to get his white fan base.
Yeah, and the white people gonna be like, yeah. That is racist.
Yeah, he trying to get the white people to fuck with Rick Ross' money.
Yeah.
The nigga, that's what I'm saying. He playing white people games too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's just
he a dangerous person.
He a dangerous well, motherfucker, bro.
I need to stop
bro.
Speaking on this nigga right now before he fucking some
nigga,
shit I got going on.
Let me
on.
Tell you something. I have been suspended on Facebook. My monetization taken away for 90 days after I made a video about Drake.
You lying.
I kid you not. And listen, this nigga may not have nothing to do with
nah, that
it,
nigga got something to do with
I'm
that,
telling
right?
You,
fuck
in
that.
My heart of hearts, I've made videos about a ton of niggas.
Yeah.
I have never had, like, swiftly my money taken away. Everything taken away. Yeah.
Ooh,
when I made
cold.
It, I was like, and there's no telling what other stuff that has happened. What that could be why people hate him so much.
It's being mixed. It's like the perfect balance to be in the United
it's
States.
It's how he's mixed. Because he not J. Cole mixed.
What's the difference?
J. Cole mama white.
Okay, J. Cole mama white.
But look at Drake and look at J. Cole.
What's the difference between them niggas?
J. Cole passes a nigga. If I told you that he didn't have no white parents, you'd believe me.
Yeah, for sure.
You would never believe Drake ain't got no white parents.
Yeah, that nigga.
Yeah, you would.
He look like his dad name is Tom.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Drake look like not the mixed nigga, the mulatto kid. You really
yeah,
look
and
like,
he using it to his advantage.
And he uses it to his advantage for sure.
So yeah, he using it to his advantage, but then it's a disadvantage when you're going against niggas.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
But this is the thing. Niggas have to now. That's the one thing Kendrick is gonna be able to utilize if he's able to do it. Is really if he can really make the world see this man as a white man.
Yeah. I think he could do it. I think that's why that nigga back there.
Nah,
quiet.
But that's why that Pusha T shit hurt someone when he showed that blackface, Drake in blackface.
Yeah,
and then he was like, you know, you were hurt because your hair wouldn't nap enough.
Yeah,
and all that shit. That shit really hurt. Shit really hurt. So whenever Kendrick is the ultimate black. Kendrick is super black. This nigga performs in a crown of thorns like Jesus. This nigga from Compton.
Yeah,
you know
right,
what I mean.
Right,
this nigga,
right.
This
he
nigga
is.
Albums, this nigga, yeah. This nigga is the
he
ultimate
woke.
Black. Yeah, he's super woke. Now, if he can somehow maneuver a way for him to make himself like, if he can make himself look like the blackest man in the world and make Drake look anti-black, it's gonna hurt Drake a lot.
I mean, Kendrick can really win this motherfucker.
He can really win it if he attack it the right way.
I think he is.
I still don't think he is, but I think, because I don't think he's going to attack it that way.
Why not?
I think he believes.
That'd change the game. That'd be better.
I think
that'd
he just
want to
out-rap
any...
him. I think he's just going to want to try to out-rap him.
Nah, you can't be on no L.A. shit and just want to out-rap him. You got to out-gangster a nigga.
Yeah.
You can't be on no West Coast shit and out-rap a nigga. Nah,
problem,
we don't rap the
but
best.
The
we slap the best.
But listen, Drake knew that the nigga was going to try to out-gangster him.
Yeah.
So that's when he pulled the whole... Top Dog, make you can't talk that gangster shit when Top Dog got you doing shit for Maroon 5 and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Drake know that that's the angle that'll
work. That's
him.
How he beat Meek.
That's you see what I'm saying?
He like, nigga, we're not going to see each other because I got the police with me.
Yeah.
So, nigga, all so, that Philly shit doesn't matter in this
so
beef.
So that's
ooh,
what I'm saying.
That nigga beat me in a beef because I had to try to come
why,
with hella bay niggas. That
Drake
shit wouldn't have worked.
Drake is constantly attacking Kendrick from the... standpoint of you don't get to talk gangster shit because this is that. Because he knows if Kendrick get on that, it's a wash. He can't do nothing about it. Now Kendrick still might do it anyway. But Drake is trying to B-Rabbit him from 8 Mile.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say this shit because I'm already
said, I'm gonna beat you to the punch.
I took it off the table for you. I done took it off the table. Kendrick just
Drake, Rick Ross is hitting that nigga because he getting at the BBL.
Yeah, bro.
Niggas ain't wanna. Everybody been knew he had a BBL, mind but you, niggas ain't saying nothing.
Mind you, Drake, everything Drake is saying, everything Kendrick said in his verse and like that, Drake has had a rebuttal for. He ain't rebutted none of that shit that Rick Ross said other than about the money.
Yeah. Yeah, he ignoring that shit.
He ignoring the BBL, he ignoring the white boy shit. He ignoring all that shit.
Yeah, he ignoring Rick Ross. Like, he ain't white.
Yeah.
Like, he just say anything. Nah, nigga, you really white.
He ignoring all that shit.
But what's wrong with being white but in the United States?
But
in
the money argument, he having the money. Oh, your house is sitting on this and that. He'll do the money talk with him, but he won't do that. He won't talk to him about that damn.
Is Rick Ross winning?
Huh?
Is Rick Ross winning this beef?
Rick Ross would be winning the beef if people cared enough about it.
Yeah.
See, if
Rick Ross is waking up bored every motherfucking day.
Kendrick,
yeah, nigga, I got this steak, nigga. Niggas ain't steak in Canada. It's like, all right, Kendrick, nigga, you ain't got shit to say.
Kendrick being involved made it harder for everybody to win against Drake. Because everybody cares more about what Kendrick has to say than any of these other people.
For sure.
If Drake and Rick Ross was going up straight up right now, Ross would be winning.
Yeah, he would.
He would be winning.
But Drake could fuck up. He could talk shit about Rick Ross.
He could.
That's an easy.
But that's
target.
What I'm saying. So
because he got the money.
Because Drake hasn't given Ross the attention that Ross has given Drake. It looks like Ross is trying to get at Drake to be relevant. That's the benefit.
And Drake know that.
And Drake
so he's
know
not
that.
Gonna say
so
nothing to this nigga.
He's not gonna give
he treating,
you.
He treating Rick Ross like a bitch.
Yeah.
That's how niggas be treating bitches. I don't know this bitch.
I don't know. Exactly.
She just talking.
She just talking. That's how he doing it. That's how he doing it.
Drake on some player shit.
Yeah, that's how he doing it. So Kendrick is actually making it harder for Ross to really be
Rick
involved.
Ross getting mad.
Getting mad.
He gonna have to pull up on that nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, nigga, come on, son.
He doing a great job trolling, but it don't matter because he's not the guy.
Drake in Canada right now.
Yeah.
Even, bro, what he do?
Even Kanye showing up.
That nigga star shit in the United States. And then when shit get real, he gonna get
Canada for
big,
sure.
Big mansion with hella bodyguards.
Yeah. He doing, you ain't. And they say that Drake can make it uncomfortable for you in Canada.
I bet he could. Nigga, you already uncomfortable
really
as a nigga
can.
Out there.
Man,
as soon as you get off the plane, I fuck with Canada, though.
Nigga, I was in Toronto. There's OVO flags on the side of buildings, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
he is
he
the
really,
nigga out there.
He that nigga out
nah,
there.
No, he is.
But they say he can get you held up at the border, nigga. Like, he really
nah,
that nigga out
when
there.
When I was in Canada, it made me respect Drake on a whole nother level because I understood this nigga from a different country. And he
yes.
got this country behind him. I went to the Raptors, the Raptors versus the Warriors when they was in the finals. I went to the game out there in Toronto, and I'm like, oh, this nigga really that.
He really,
he a boy.
He really
he was sitting
him.
Down on the
yeah.
floor. I'm like, oh, this nigga
Man.
Really from out here.
And they let that nigga whoop at the players and don't say nothing.
Yeah, Boogie was finna slap his ass.
Yo,
DeMarcus
he was
Cousins.
Standing up in nigga's face.
Yeah.
Like,
see,
yeah,
I don't
nigga,
fuck with it like that.
Nigga, you'll get kicked out of
you
the
You know
building.
You still got to go back to the United States,
yeah,
nigga. That's what I've been telling. I've been on the court, nigga. You know you got to come back to Cali, right?
Yeah.
On mama's, nigga. You better not let me lead this motherfucker.
Yo, I'm telling you, it's insane, man. But the whole Kanye getting in it now with one of the worst diss verses of the history of diss
yeah,
verses.
Yeah, I ain't even listening to his shit.
Oh, it's bad.
For real?
Oh, it's bad. He yeah. taking shots at Cole. Cole called Kanye out years ago and Kanye didn't answer.
Yeah.
And now you answer it now. It just feels like a reach for relevancy. And Kanye, don't get me wrong, it's never that Kanye is irrelevant. Kanye just can't ever stay there. Like when
Kanye
shows
got
up,
too much shit going
yeah,
on, bro. That nigga ex-wife is the Kardashians. This nigga got bigger problems to worry about with Drake
he
talking
shows
about.
Up, he's the top thing in the cycle. I say for 30 hours.
Yeah, that shit died.
Yeah, he and it died.
I think
had
it's
the
his
number
look,
one album.
The
and
appearance.
Then it just is I don't know. I don't know what it is, why he's so compelling to us, and why he's so forgettable to us at the same time.
Because that nigga's a genius. He be saying all
yeah.
the real shit. When it, if you really
yeah.
think about it, bro, I ain't Kanye.
No, I love Kanye,
he be
man.
With the shit. He
I
right.
love Kanye. I'm waiting on the Kanye tour. But I'm on a Kanye's Greatest Hits tour.
Yeah.
I don't want you to
yeah,
your new album.
Yeah, all that new shit.
I want the Kanye Greatest Hits album.
He probably don't even remember them lyrics no more.
Man, he got to.
That nigga's cooked.
Yeah, but he got to do. Cook. He can do that tour.
That nigga got braces.
He can do that tour at football stadiums.
You know when a nigga get grown, he get braces? You know that nigga going through something. Nigga, how you get 40 and then want to throw some braces in your mouth?
The wired ones,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, like, and I fuck with it. Yeah. I see him in real life. Yeah. On Mama's, I'm like, what's up with it? He say, you funny. I'm like, bro, I appreciate it. You a legend. Yeah. But it's like, come on. Yes, Danny, yeah. Why you got braces on, Pete?
Man, Ye is a different type of nigga, man.
He probably doing that shit on purpose. It's probably some old.
Then the nigga got a titanium grill. It ain't even like a precious metal. It's just metal.
He just need a black woman.
Yeah.
He need a black woman.
Well, black woman ain't gonna take him. He gotta apologize.
Nah, he got some money. They'll take that nigga.
He gotta apologize like J. Cole first. He gotta apologize to the
community. Are we immature for talking bad about J. Cole for apologizing? Like, that might be immature. This nigga got a family, kids.
It ain't that. For me, right? Mm-hmm. J. Cole makes he has the most mature perspective out of all of these guys.
Yeah, for sure.
So he was the guy that I would have expected to be well thought out in anything that he does. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he jumped the gun and did some shit that he didn't really feel, and he was emotional in that moment, showed some real, like, it humanized him a little bit. Sometimes we look at stars like they not human.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He owned that. He like, bro, I'm a grown-ass man that don't want to be with nobody, and I apologize for anybody that got offended. I'm finna go back and fuck my wife and hang out with my kids.
Now, although I respect that, at the same time, I mean, what the fuck is this? I'd rather you not said nothing to begin with. I think he just handled it wrong.
Yeah.
Don't say nothing, nigga. You got me hype.
Treat us like how Drake treated Rick Ross.
Man, imagine we see a nigga come in here and be like, yo, Lewis, man, I ain't like that shit that you did. You clicking up with Ryan and shit. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't fuck with that nigga, so I'm looking at you kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
And then you go, nigga, after this podcast is over, I'm going to go outside and beat your ass because you trying to embarrass me in front of these niggas.
Yeah.
And then the podcast end, and then you get out there and go, you know what, man? I've been thinking about it, man. I probably shouldn't have told everybody I was going to beat your ass. Now that's a mature way to look at it.
Yeah, that's mature.
That's mature.
For sure.
But everybody who was waiting on the fight,
it's like, don't give a fuck about that. Yeah.
Lewis, don't nobody care about you being an adult right now, nigga. You shouldn't even have told that nigga you was gonna fight him if you wasn't gonna fight him. Now that's Lewis scared to fight. It ain't Lewis is a mature man.
Yeah.
It's Lewis scared to fight.
Exactly. And I can't go back to that.
You can't go back.
Because that's what I did my whole life.
Yeah.
That's how I got tricked out my spot my whole life.
Yeah.
Nigga, you won't do that, then I do it. Now I'm the nigga that's in trouble.
Yeah.
So it's like, don't do that.
So my thing is, I think he had learned to be the nigga he is that apologized.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, how did they get you off your square enough for you to do the song in the first place? Because obviously you not that kind of
nigga. I think he was just rapping, and then he realized this shit can turn into some street shit.
Yeah, like, I don't know
I'm cool. Top Dog and these niggas that go off in, and Drake and Jay Prince and them niggas. I'm just from Carolina, and I'm just trying to make music.
I just don't know what that is. Because me, like, I've been dissed by comedians. I've been, and the thing is, I always go, I ain't responding to these niggas.
Oh, mama. But why?
The reason I don't respond to these niggas is because, one, they lying on me.
Mm.
They lying on me.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I could be doing them a favor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you cold with it, like, if you really cold it, like, whenever I did the shit, the Kevin Durant shit, right?
Yeah.
I'm really cold with breaking niggas down.
Yeah.
Like, and I could do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You dissed me and 30,000 people seen it. When I cook you, it might go viral.
Yeah.
I'm doing you a favor.
But you ain't doing Kevin Durant no favor if you roast him.
I'm not doing
Kevin Durant. And I don't fuck with KD at all.
No, Kevin, but this is the thing. Kevin Durant did me a favor.
For sure.
You see what I'm
by
saying?
By responding.
By responding.
For sure.
Kevin Durant should have never responded to me.
Wiz Khalifa did me a favor. That you see nigga what I'm responded, saying? Had my shit going up.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I see why niggas be roasting.
That's
niggas.
The point that I'm making. Like, I don't want to do no niggas no favor. I don't want to do no niggas no favor.
That's gang.
Yeah. Kevin Durant did me a favor. Kevin Durant should have never said that to me. Nigga, as soon as he dissed me, I had nothing better to do.
Yeah.
I had nothing better to do.
That's smart.
I had my kids with me when I saw him. When he said to me, I had my kids with me. I was like, yo, well, y'all go home tomorrow. Daddy going to work.
Oh, for real?
Daddy going to work.
Yeah, I'm finna
get this nigga tonight because I'm a father and I'm doing this right
Have
now.
Have you seen Kevin Durant? Have you met him?
Nah, I ain't met him, but I know he know my face. Ain't no way this nigga don't know me.
Damn. So if you see Kevin Durant, you gonna shake that nigga hand?
I do whatever.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, bro, you disrespected me as an artist.
He got at my comedian shit.
Oh, mama. If he had just said, nigga, you don't know nothing about sports. I can tell by looking at you, you don't play basketball. Yep, yep. I would have laughed that off.
Yeah.
But when he said you a trash comedian, don't think I'm good at what I do? Let me show you what I do.
Let me critique your ass.
Yeah, let me show you what it's like for a nigga to break down what the fuck you do then.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you I'm good at what I do while simultaneously breaking you down.
Yeah.
The funny part is, I don't have this, like, I made that whole video and niggas is laughing at Kevin Durant. It was like, damn, this nigga broke him down. I still think this nigga top 15 all time.
For sure. He a boy.
That nigga
he a boy.
That
nigga. Legit. For sure.
When it comes to niggas just getting buckets,
yeah,
it's Michael Jordan and him. I don't think.
No.
I think he the second best bucket getter in the history of the game.
I understand, though. You could say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think he's Carmelo Anthony. If Carmelo Anthony went to the Warriors, they would have the same shit.
So we here. That's my number three.
Yeah.
Carmelo Anthony is the third best.
Fucked up.
Yo, he. Name a place on the floor he can't score
that
from.
That nigga's a bucket.
He's a bucket.
Nigga,
everywhere.
Mid-range threes. Mid-range. Nigga, a dog.
Nigga, as soon as that nigga put the ball behind his head for the isolation, you a dead man.
I fuck with Melo.
Send the help.
So, that's my thing with Kevin Durant. It's like, I fuck with Kevin Durant, but he's Carmelo Anthony with better selection of going
to
teams.
Yeah, got better teammates.
Yeah.
Yeah, Melo only had a good group of teammates when he was in Denver.
Yeah, Carmelo played with.
When he had like.
Wasn't Raymond Felton his starting point guard?
He had Iverson.
He had AI on some OG shit.
Chauncey was on that team too, right?
Chauncey was fake OG too, though. He was fake with OG.
And he had J.R. Smith.
That was a good team. The Denver team was a good team.
That team was loaded.
Yeah.
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 But after that nigga ain't never had no team. When they brought in Amari Stoudemire was fucking MVP candidate, but Melo wasn't there yet. And then when they got there together, niggas was never on the same page.
Yeah, they ain't the same.
Yeah, so Melo ain't never had them guys, but Melo a bucket.
Damn.
But
no, that's a good point. That's a good point about like reading people. Because that's what Drake is really doing. He just reading motherfuckers.
Drake never does. That's the thing. I remember Jay-Z had told Drake in his first album. They did.
They gonna throw the beef at you and all that. Lights up.
Light up. You remember
your
mamas, that? That's how they gonna come at you with silly rap feuds, trying to distract you in the form of a favor.
Yep.
I've always remembered that. So when niggas take shots at me, I've always go, now, Ryan, is this a situation where you go back and forth? Or is this a nigga asking you to
truly
do him a
pick
favor?
Your battles.
I truly pick my battles. And some of these niggas is asking for favors. Some of these niggas is asking for favors.
And I feel like that's what I'm doing, working on my next run.
Yeah.
I'm on a new run.
Yeah.
I'm learning. I got to pick my battles because I was the nigga that.
Now,
nigga.
This is the fucked up part about fans.
Uh-huh.
If I say a nigga ain't worth my time and I'm not going to do him a favor, if they fans love them, but don't like you, they'll think that person is the bigger person. They don't have an understanding of the landscape of where people are in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there might be somebody with more followers than you.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get into none of the rooms you get in.
Exactly. For sure.
But the general public don't know
they
that.
They don't be knowing that. Yeah. Oh, man.
So if you go, I ain't doing that nigga a favor, they going to be like, he got more followers than you.
He more lit than you.
Yeah. He died.
He's not. Damn. I hate that shit.
So you can't even pay attention to the general public because they don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't know.
Yeah, because I'm not finna walk around with a camera everywhere I go.
So sometimes people will go, man, that person got as many followers or more followers than you. We still not equal, baby.
Yep, that's a fact.
There's a bunch of rooms that person can't get in.
Yep.
That I, and by me saying that name, it's people in these rooms is going to look at them. So no, you've done, because me, I would have reached my hand out and pulled you into the room.
Mm.
But now you diss me. Nigga, I don't even know who that is.
Mm.
Now somebody in the room go, hey, man, you ever heard of this nigga? Nah, I ain't never heard of this nigga. He mentioned your name? That's crazy. Well, obviously, he a hater. You probably don't want no haters around you.
Yeah, damn. That's what Drake doing to Rick
I'm not
Ross.
Helping. Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? I ain't got to stop you from getting in the room, but I won't help you.
That's
after
fact.
You diss me, I ain't got to help you no more.
Yep.
I ain't going to hurt you,
yep.
But I ain't got to help you.
And that's what I had to learn. Not hurt a motherfucker, but not help
you. Yeah, I ain't got to help you.
I be wanting to hurt motherfuckers because I done helped you.
I be wanting to. Man, listen.
Nigga, I done helped you, nigga. I done you trying helped to hate you on now. Me? Nigga, I might slap your ass. So, I love everybody.
So now, that's what it is. And Drake just don't want to do Ross no favors.
Yeah.
But you can tell when niggas really know each other.
Yeah.
He taking shots at Metro over and over and over again. He takes shots at Kendrick over and over and over again. Him and Future know each other.
Yeah, but that's over the bitch.
But listen, him and Future know each other.
Yeah.
So ain't a lot being said between them two niggas.
Yeah.
Them niggas probably got like Future, real dirt on each other.
Nah, but Future real street nigga though.
Yeah.
So he not finna be arguing with this nigga in Canada. Yeah. Nigga, we see when you get to Atlanta, nigga. It's just what it is. Because that's what I learned.
I think those two.
We'll see, nigga.
But I think those niggas really have a problem with each other. The other shit, you see what I'm saying? That's the thing. I'm watching all the other shit. If you look, them two niggas really ain't playing with each other like that.
I think Future ain't playing.
That might be true.
Yeah, that nigga ain't playing.
But when a nigga ain't playing with you, you don't play back.
Yep.
See, sometimes a nigga might be like, nigga, I ain't playing with you. And if you don't take him seriously. Yep.
You gonna rather have to really.
You still, yeah. But with Future, Drake is like, I'm gonna say this, but I ain't gonna, they not gonna.
Cause Drake got some shit behind
him. Oh, they both got some shit on each other. Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm going to tell you the beef that's the funniest to me right now. Chris Brown and Quavo. That's probably the most dangerous one. Now, I'm saying that
on Chris Brown's side, right?
Yeah, listen.
Chris Brown dangerous.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
niggas got that nigga fucked up.
Yeah, so.
Well, you I'm better talking have about, all the Migos together at one Future, time for that nigga.
I'm talking about how Future isn't playing with Drake. That nigga Chris Brown really not playing with Quavo.
He really
want
to fight.
He really want to fight Quavo.
And he really will.
Yeah. If they ever see each other, it's up.
It did. Chris Brown. You know what? Chris Brown and Quavo, they shouldn't even fight because Chris Brown obviously won the beef with the music wise.
I like Quavo's diss. I'm going to tell you why I like Quavo's.
Don't start
this.
That bullshit, Ryan.
I'm going to tell you why I like
you trying
Quavo's
to get his
this.
Fans or something?
No, I don't want Quavo fans. I don't think you're going to be a fan of Quavo and get my comedy. I don't think that's a thing.
They, it ain't going to translate
if you,
well.
If you do love Quavo and love me, I appreciate it. You are the definition of duality. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, that's
you.
Different.
That's different. That's, yeah. You have
so
different
you
like
the, you enjoyed a mumble rap. This song.
This is
because he was Karuchi.
But this is the thing. But this is the reason.
That's corny, bro.
But
like,
this is the reason why I love the diss. Quavo don't ever move me when he raps.
Mm-hmm.
When he dissed Chris, he made sure you could hear every word he said.
Mm.
Which I had an appreciation
for. Effort.
I appreciated the effort. I felt like he was really trying to diss the shit out of Chris Brown.
That nigga should have
tried
harder.
He was really niggas can only do what they capable of.
I feel you.
Niggas can only
But he could have, he was capable of calling his cousin Offset.
Thank you.
And getting that
now,
nigga.
If that's the diss Offset do, now I'm disappointed.
Okay.
Because Offset can rap. he can really rap.
He can spit.
Even sure. if, like, if you, I know it's some people who go watch this, like, I don't really fuck with the Migos or whatever. Migos aside, if you ever get a chance, really listen to Offset.
Offset be gassing.
That nigga can rap.
He be gassing.
So if that nigga did that diss, I'd be like, Offset, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
But that was the best Quavo I've heard in years. Mm. I ain't heard that nigga that good since Bad and Bougie. That is the best I've heard Quavo. And I felt like Chris Brown is so beloved that if you come after Chris Brown, it gotta be good.
It gotta be good.
It gotta be good.
And Chris Brown didn't even come at him on his like superstar show more famous. He really came on some like, nigga.
I slapped shit out you, bro.
Yeah, I really slapped you, nigga. And I really out-rap you, though.
I really out-rap
you. He was gassing.
And did it.
I did a show, in Virginia Beach. I came out to his song. They was juiced. They was happy. They was like, hey, yeah. to the diss song.
Yeah.
I'm like, this nigga like the Tupac of Virginia Beach. Man, this motherfucker.
Chris Brown is so talented, so gifted. I really hate all the little things that people do to try to stifle his career. Yeah. Because imagine if he just decided to get out of that car that day instead of going back and forth with that lady. Imagine what his career could have been. This nigga is selling out arenas while being blackballed.
But
Ryan, think about that.
That is huge.
While being blackballed.
But you 20, know how player you gotta be to be that young in a car with Rihanna and walk away? That's hard to walk away. You gonna argue with Rihanna.
Impossible, nigga.
You gonna argue with Rihanna.
It's impossible. This is a...
You gonna try to get her to be like, bitch, just listen to what I'm saying.
Name one young nigga who gonna be getting jabbed in his face at night. God!
That's what I'm saying. At that time,
that nigga was
like 21.
Yeah, he was a teenager, man. Yeah. That's the crazy part.
But he should have still... He still could have kept it pee and got out the car.
Could have got out the car.
I'm not finna argue with your big head ass.
Now, me, personally, I get out the car. I'm not a... I can't do it.
Hey, free game, fellas. Never argue in the car. That's
never.
It's too compact.
Too small.
You it's going to get heated
driving,
real fast.
You probably driving. Yep. When they get heated, they don't care about safety.
Yeah.
She'll hit you in your
bitch
face
try to
while
swing
you're
on
driving.
You while you driving.
Yeah, nigga. Do not argue in the car.
Real peas don't argue in the car. Let me get out and holler at you. Let's take a walk.
Yeah, let's take a walk.
Yeah, he probably could have got some pussy if they had that same argument.
He didn't have his OGs on him to let him know, man. Yep. But the fact that nigga is as big as he is with all the hate, all the shit against him, I'm telling you, this nigga could have been Michael Jackson big if he just didn't have those strikes against him.
For sure.
Like, man, can you imagine a Chris Brown fucking football arena?
He was a realer nigga than Michael Jackson, so he can never be that big. He's not gonna bleach his skin. He not gonna do none of that shit.
Yeah, but Michael
Jackson was a cat ass
nigga.
Nigga.
Nah, he's pretty real
nigga.
Nigga,
when
there.
You blind, when you bleach your skin white, you ain't no real nigga no more.
It's vitiligo, bro. It's vitiligo.
I don't wanna hear none of that shit. You gonna paint your shit back brown. The fuck? My shit turn white, I'm turning my shit back black.
Oh, man.
Black brown, like this color.
I hear you. Oh, I mamas. Hear you. But I do think bleaching it to match makes a lot of sense, too, man.
You on some business shit. Business-wise, I understand.
Man, you think about time-consuming. You thinking about the chances of it rubbing off. Got to remember, this is happening to him in the 80s. Makeup ain't really that good back then.
Michael Jackson was a billionaire.
No, makeup is off the hook now. But makeup in 84...
Nigga, if you can get your nose fixed and your nose job, you can get your skin.
And that nose job wasn't that great down the back end,
you
bro.
Right. That nigga nose was cooked.
It was cooked, nigga.
That nigga nose was cooked.
All I'm saying is, but Michael Jackson was super pro black. He was a nigga. You know what I mean? Remember the time this nigga had nothing but black people in his video.
Yeah, but that's why I'm tired of niggas doing that. Remember when niggas was real niggas.
Nah,
you ain't never supposed to stop being a nigga.
Yo, this is the thing, man. Everybody got their things. Because just like Michael Jackson did certain things to make you go, does he really want to be a nigga? Why he got these white kids? Why he keep marrying white women? How come he ain't got a black woman? Chris Brown loves some Asian women, boy. If you black and Asian, that right. nigga fucking you.
He fucking the shit out of you.
He ain't doing a lot of dark skin out of you either. But fucking and he a real nigga. You ain't never going to act like Chris Brown ain't a real nigga. He is 100% ingrained in the culture. But the type of women he like ain't necessarily the blackest women you going to run into.
You right. And I feel like that's another episode. We're going to talk about this on one of these episodes for sure. About that. Because that's something that niggas don't want to talk about. But I can talk with it like that. I'm 100% I fuck with the black woman. I do. That's that. But we can talk about that on one of these episodes for sure. I know some niggas shaking in their boots right now.
This has been another episode of Popular Loners. It's your boy Ryan Davis.
Boy Lewis Bell.
Hey, listen, man. I appreciate y'all tapping in with us. Look, if we missed anything, let us know. If we got something wrong, let us know in the comment section. Let us know how you feel about what we talked about. And I'm going to come in there and chop it up with you.
I'm going to come in there too.
Yeah, listen, man. Hey, I love giving my perspective. But if there's some information I don't have, I don't love giving an uninformed opinion.
On mamas. Yeah. This is what this show is motherfucking about. That's this our opinion. That don't mean it's a fact.
That don't make it a fact. Yeah. Fact check the shit out of
us. But I'm going to stand on my opinion.
I'm going to stand on my opinion unless it's uninformed.
You're right.
Then I get the information. I can reformulate my opinion.
Goddamn right. So y'all tap in. Let us know your opinion. Exactly. This is a family at this motherfucker.
Till next time. I'm out.